Did you tell me your full name, please?
My name's Gavin Whitfield.
Hello, Gavin. Is it right if we record this and then we put it on our webpage and share it?
Is that okay?
So what we're doing is we're using this big map here, this beautiful big map, as a prompt to kind of just point at things and ask people to tell us stories about places that they have memories of or that they are very connected to in some way. But feel free to have a look around and see if anywhere sort of...
Well, I grew up in West Stafford, which is about a mile and a half outside Dorchester.
What was it like growing up there?
Quiet. Incredibly quiet. Yeah, there was like only about three or four other children my age in the village.
So did you have to go to school somewhere else?
We went to school in Broadmain.
Oh, yeah.
Which is sort of a couple of miles away.
Yeah.
And then after Broadmain School, we went to Puddletown, which is where my dad's side of the family are all from. Oh. So my grandmother and grandfather lived there, and lots of uncles and cousins and stuff.
So you've got family all around?
All around, all within a 7-mile radius of Dorchester.
Which is
lovely.
And this is your home now, is it, Dorchester?
And now I live in the sprawling metropolis that is Dorchester, the Big Smoke. Yeah.
And where are your sort of go-to places in nature when you can sort of take time out at the weekend or an evening?
So we go to Ringstead a lot, which is down here, isn't it? Somewhere.
Just a bit farther over.
Yeah, back here, yes. Before Osmington, isn't it? So yeah, we go to Ringstead a lot and Weymouth to go to the beach.
Yeah.
Ringstead to go to the beach. And then we go to Puddletown Forest.
Oh, okay. I've not been there.
Have you not? And Puddletown Forest, and then next to it's Thorncombe Woods.
Oh, I know Thorncombe, yeah.
Yeah, so Thorncombe's really nice to walk around and it's not very far from us. So, nice. Really nice.
A lifetime in Dorset.
A lifetime in Dorset, yeah. But I work in Poole. I've always worked
away.
Away. Half an hour away. In Poole and Bournemouth. So. But it's lovely. I love living here. I always have loved living here as well.
And have you noticed, you know, knowing the area so well, we're asking people, because it's 60th anniversary of the Dorset Area of Outstanding Natural Beauty, to think about the past and the present, but also about the future. But we're asking, have you seen many changes in the places that you know really well?
Well, yeah, obviously in Dorchester, we've now got the Poundbury Estate, which is like, is it like a third the size of Dorchester again?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that's obviously a really, really big change.
You can see that from here, yeah.
But it's,
the locals gathered up all the stones.
Yeah, it's kind of still being built and it's still not finished. And it's sort of, I remember when it wasn't there, and now it sort of makes me feel really old when I kind of see. Or a lot older.
Yeah, but, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Hello.
Oh.
So they'd hang them around the necks of horses to stop the blacks from riding the
cars. Oh, really,
what might you hope for the future, for the little ones here, for this local area in terms of the landscape? You can have some postcards to take away if you like.
Well,
a whole pack.
Wow. It looks like a two. It's actually a part of a squid.
I hope we need more housing in Dorset. More affordable, especially a lot of more affordable housing. But I hope they put it in the right place and don't just build on, especially in Dorset at the moment. There's a lot of there's talk of building all over the water meadows between Dorchester and Charminster, and a lot of this area here is written about in Hardy, written by Thomas Hardy. Written about, sorry, by Thomas Hardy.
It's
quite an ancient. And then there's but there's an area over here,
but also sometimes
near West Stafford, near Whitcombe, between Whitcombe and Dorchester, which is apparently an ideal site to build houses on, but it's not really sort of being considered. I don't know.
So it's needed, but where it happens is really crucial.
Absolutely, and it needs to be affordable as well, because
that's
its bottom there. That's sort of it, really. But yeah, I hope.
Thank you.
That's okay. Thank you very much. They're cool.